Opposition and praise pouring in for President Trump's choice of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law.
Democrats are vowing a fight over Kavanaugh, who worked closely over his career with the retiring Justice Kennedy. American University Law School professor Steve Wormiel says while he appeared politically neutral during his introduction, he's clearly a staunch conservative.
I think he's probably an independent thinker for a conservative. I think he comes at judging with the view that the courts should play a more limited role in our society, that judges shouldn't, as he said, shouldn't be legislating or imposing their own views.
Now the confirmation process begins. However, there have already been some Republicans that said they would be opposed to someone who would limit abortion rights. And so far, Kavanaugh isn't talking about Roe v. Wade.
He almost certainly, I think, will be part of a majority on the court to cut back on the right to abortion, if not to actually overrule Roe. I think there will be a clear majority on the court to uphold many more state restrictions on abortion.
If confirmed, Wormiel says conservatives will hold a majority in the U.S. Supreme Court potentially for decades to come.
Republicans have been waiting for this moment for decades, really since Richard Nixon was elected in 1968. They've been waiting to have this kind of control.
Kavanaugh is 53 and serves on the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. He's expected to be less receptive to abortion and gay rights than Kennedy was, and he's taken an expansive view of executive power and has favored limits on investigating the president.